Vog could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
You've got to collared shirt on, Steve. What the heck is going on?
It's a bit chilly out there. I thought I'd wear sleeves.
This is
a bit more density to it.
Is that ironed, or is it just like, don't worry about it?
It's a definite don't worry about it.
It's the right fabric. You get away with it, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, a bit school shirty maybe, but that's all right. Let's talk about the weather for the duration of the segment.
I thought we were going to talk about my running shirt that's non-sticky.
How's the breathable fabric?
It's good. If it gets wet, it dries really quickly. Back on the weather, damn it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and there's some BFM merch over here.
Yes, I did have some tissues in my pocket when it went through the wash, hence the white papery fluff all over it.
Oh, yeah.
John's also wearing Canterbury rugby shorts. I know we're not talking about our shorts and pants, but let's just get right down there to...
Shorts and hood.
Got any movies?
Yeah, cool. Hey, so you know, it's getting chillier in the weather and that. So I've been finding myself a bit more rugged up at home, watching a bit more stuff, and saw spin-off aside, there's been some other horror releases over the past week. First among them, Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead, which I watched at 10 p.m. on a Friday night, which definitely felt like the right time to watch this film.
Is it called Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead? Or, like, is he starting this new thing where it's like...
No, I think it's just Army of the Dead.
But, okay, cool. You
know, I was just say Zack Snyder and everyone's ears
right, because the Justice League thing was similar. I was like, wait a minute, is that what the movie's called?
Definitely with the far too long version. That definitely has his name in the title.
It's like a book when the writer's name is bigger than the title. You're like, what the heck?
You know? Indeed. I mean, look, maybe he might get to the point where we're like a best-selling author like Tom Clancy. His name is above films that he was not around to even write or direct. But that's a bit doom and gloom. So let's just talk about this movie, which... from my point of view, it was entertainingly shithouse. This was a film. It's a film that should be him letting off a whole lot of steam after, you know, the troubles of making Justice League, being kind of handcuffed to the world of existing superheroes for 10 years, and finally getting to make the first thing that's come out of his own brain for a while. So it's a pretty interesting setup of a bunch of mercenaries going into Las Vegas, a Vegas overrun by zombies, to pull off a $200 million heist. A bunch of heads get splattered, people get bitten, there's a zombie tiger, yet it still is 2.5 hours long and kind of like doesn't quite manage to be as fun as all that stuff might suggest.
Is it like Ocean's Whatever meets Zombieland?
Look, you're pretty close.
But I think
what we'll do is we'll maintain this kind of level of fun, and then just stop to do dumb shit every 10 or 15 minutes for a while.
Ah, zombie tiger
kind of thing.
Well, I mean, hey, look, they call zombies in the film, so that probably gets a big tick right off the get-go.
That's going to get them
right from the get-go, because there aren't many zombie films that use the word zombie. You know how the characters are always completely surprised to see zombies, suggesting that they live in a world where no one's ever made a zombie film.
True, eh?
It's never quite made sense. But hey, let's not get too scream on it.
Better run up the stairs.
You also don't want like an insane level of meta analysis, because that's no fun either.
Zombies fast or slow?
There's a kind of tiered hierarchy of zombies.
Okay, this is good.
Yeah, this is interesting. There's a bit of a zombie society forming inside Las Vegas. There's definitely a zombie boss.
This is complex. Can they communicate, or is it like a series of grunts?
I mean both.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can they shoot guns?
Can they use the internet?
Whoa. Don't be silly. No, they are zombies.
My mind just got blown.
Internet zombies coming out next
zombie
summer.
Zombie trolls. All they do is leave Facebook comments.
Hey, just back to the weather real quick. Apparently it's blood moon tonight, rising at 5:02, which is coming up.
That's why everything's so spooky.
Get ready for that blood moon to really make your cheeks nice and rosy.
So the morning after watching Army of the Dead, my flatmate summarized the film in one word: baffling.
Oh, rare word.
Which I quite liked. It's a weird one to be recommending watching a film that's not great. Like we talked about.
You love that though.
Well,
No.
Look, this is in a specific category. We talked about The Astrologer a little the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That's a, like a bona fide bad movie. So you get bad movie enjoyment. This one.
You're sad it's bad. You're not funny it's bad.
You become incredulous at some of the choices that get made. And right. Not in a don't go in that room kind of way, but like in a Zack Snyder, what are you actually thinking kind of way. I'm not going to dig into the kind of spoilery details of it, but there are a lot of moments where look, you're either going to be going holy shit this is a great idea, or more likely what's going on here. So recreate if you can my experience of the biggest screen you could find, a few people around that are of a similar mindset, maybe a couple of drinks. Maybe just get your movie indulgences together and watch the damn thing. The opening credits are really, really fun. The film just kind of can't sustain, I think, the craziness that you might want from a...
What was it called?
Army of the Dead.
Right on, okay.
On a completely different level of...
I like all the deads, so well, most of them anyway. The one at the mall was good.
Yeah, the
Day
one,
Of,
yeah.
I think.
Well, Zack Snyder's, his first film, what was the remake of Dawn of the Dead?
I like
the mall,
a slow zombie.
And that's good.
There's something about it, it's just like a relentless wave of dead people which just slowly coming to get you, which is quite buzzy. Better get on top of that mall and figure it out.
Yeah, there's some Broadway dancer zombies and... some Vegas musical zombies, technically.
Good place for zombies. Sorry, I don't want to dwell on this too long, but are the lights on in this Vegas?
Some of them.
Okay, cool.
Some of them.
Because that's what Vegas is all about.
There's, as our reviewer on Flix, Daniel Rutledge, observed, some of them move like the characters from Cats.
Classic.
So if that scares you, you know where to go. On a slightly different level of over-the-topness... i.e. not much at all. I also caught A Quiet Place Part 2, which opens in cinemas tomorrow. Had a few sneak screenings on the weekend. I watched this in a really big cinema with six other people. So thankfully, there wasn't much risk of annoying neighbours with crinkly snacks. But I realised I'd taken in some quite noisy snacks. And so that was probably for the best. I would normally be the person getting upset. But as I crunched my twisties... Which probably
you're eating twisties.
Twisties probably not that bad, but boy, inside your own skull, they sound like the loudest things possible. Yeah. A Quiet Place, of course, the film that turned movie theaters into just paranoically quiet rooms, and really heightening that level of why are you breathing so loud? Shut the hell up.
Is round two just as good as the first edition?
I enjoyed the first one.
A Quiet Place definitely wasn't a perfect movie. It had some kind of comically laughable elements. Like everyone talks about the whiteboard in the basement of the house that is probably like one of the worst parts of production design you've seen for a while, where he's just like John Krasinski's character is like written down his thinking. It's like it's his whiteboard, it's his mood board. He's really going to get centered on trying to figure out what these creatures are. What is their weakness? I mean, I don't know about you, but if I'm really trying to approach a problem, I find writing what is the weakness and drawing a big box around the word weakness helps to sharpen my thinking, especially 470 days after killer monsters have descended. Anyway,
hard to say. I haven't gone through that.
But I got to say, it was really nice to see that whiteboard make a cameo appearance in A Quiet Place Part 2. So that's a nod. That's got to be a nod to the fans.
Is there like a line, like a peel off? Oh my god! I think I know what they are doing.
No, there's been no updates on that whiteboard, sadly. But it's good to see. I mean, it wasn't in the credits that the whiteboard was going to appear. So it was a nice surprise. A bit of an Easter egg, really.
Can be noisy as well, whiteboards. So just be careful out there, everyone.
So yeah, what I had twisties. They crunched inside my head. I had a... they offered me no ice with my drink, which I should have done no ice because slurp all the cola away and then suddenly I got a rattly cup.
Better chew that.
So people, don't do what I did. Just... put some planning into this and go for minimal
noise. Did you do any of that thing where you try to bite through the ice real slowly and then you get, you know, and then, I broke it, I'll do another one?
Well, I think in a film like this...
You kind of melt bite through it, you know what I mean?
In a film like this that's a bit kind of edge of your seat, there's a sort of risk you might get halfway through the ice and then something scary happens and suddenly you put your teeth through your top lip or...
Yeah.
Anyway, this will satisfy fans of the first film. It doesn't do anything excessively world-buildy, which is nice, but it does kind of venture out beyond the setting of the first film, and there's still something very wonderfully scary about trying to evade extremely deadly creatures and not being able to make any noise. It is,
especially with us noisy people.
Stuff of nightmares.
Can I just pepper something in here that I don't know if it's on your radar or not?
Oh, yep.
Somebody's remaking The Highlander.
Yes, there is a new Highlander coming.
Okay.
I mean, so. for a film that's pretty damn good and a sequel that really falls into that category of, oh my God, is this a movie?
It has the first one has dated pretty grunty, but it's mint. But.
I mean, there are many questions to ask, like what
Sean Connery,
what ethnicity should we get to cut? Should we get to play a Spaniard in this new one? What is that accent? The Highlander 2 story is quite interesting. It's definitely a huge convoluted mess of a film that's...
I think I've tried to forget Highlander 2.
It falls into that category of, again, watch it at 10 p.m. on a Friday with all the accoutrements we'll have a good time.
How you know 2 is not good is the fact that they're remaking Highlander. They're not making Highlander 3.
They're not. Are they remaking the TV series? There's also a spin-off. It felt... Now, I think one of the challenges with Highlander is that...
There can be only one.
With that original film, I don't know about you guys, but it felt like it finished. And a story was completely told.
They cut their heads off.
Let's try that again. Reportedly, Henry Cavill may be Highlander.
Sean Connery was in it, man. You know?
Mm.
Sean Connery.
Sure was. I'll watch a new Highlander.
Yeah, I will probably watch it as well.
I already feel
I'll watch it as well,
saying that.
We'll watch it at our own time.
We can all see why they're making it, because we'll watch it. I'll
see you guys at 10 o'clock on Friday with accoutrement. There we go. That's this week's weather roundup and with some bonus movie news.
Texter, you can get out of your car now and get on with it.
Get on with it.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.